This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Multiple people have been shot in Philadelphia. KYW Radio reports that 8 people have been shot. 4 of them were killed. Police say that they have a suspect in custody and have recovered a weapon. The mercury climbed in the southwest, southeast, and mid-Atlantic. Texas is still feeling the heat. Captain Darren Nowak in Austin on how they help their EMTs avoid heat-related ailments.
Firefighter and EMT Erica Kostichka says the antigo fire...
We carry additional ice. We carry a fluid-resistant bag that we could... put the person in, and we also have the ability to start chilled saline IVs so we can both replenish that fluid and also start cooling their body temperature down.
A scare on a county fair ride in Crandon, Wisconsin, where the roller coaster got stuck upside down. It took more than 4 hours to get everyone down. WDJT's Frank Healy says a special fire truck had to be called in.
Firefighter and EMT Erica Kostichka says the Antigo Fire Department was called to help because they have a truck with a platform on their aerial. Kostichka was the one who walked everyone down from that platform after they were removed from the ride.
You know, a lot of them, you could tell their legs were shaking, they were sweating, you know, and it was just a matter of letting them know, hey, you know, this is no race to get down to the finish line. The hard part's over. They were very brave, though.
State investigators have been at a North Carolina amusement park after a crack was discovered on a support beam on one of their popular roller coasters. Season pass holder Greg Bledsoe knows the Carowinds ride well.
I saw the video of it with people riding it, and you could see that the whole track itself just shifts as the car comes around. I'm just glad I wasn't on it because, you know, I don't want to fall off. I'm glad nobody fell off, actually.
The Carowinds Fury 325 was shut down Friday. The rest of the park remains open. A teen who went missing more than 8 years ago while walking his dogs in North Houston has been found alive.
Rudy Farias was just 17 when he vanished in 2015, while the dogs he was walking were eventually found. Now he's been found, though the circumstances have not yet been shared. The Texas Center for the Missing, a nonprofit organization based in Houston that works on missing persons cases, confirmed Farias was located safe in a tweet over the weekend. For years, the now 25-year-old's family said they were concerned that he may have been abducted and trafficked. Farias's mother shared photos of him in a hospital bed and said someone called 911 after finding him outside of a church unresponsive. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that maternal deaths across the U.S. more than doubled in 2 decades in unequal proportions. Black mothers died at the nation's highest rates. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Specific shows and hopes.
Flatbread, unless there's goat cheese on it. Pine nuts.
Wow, someone went to private school. They knocked down the original building, which was just a building, and then they built an actual castle, and it is gorgeous. Every time a friend of mine from out of town comes, I take him there, because I'm that much of a podunk hick.
Magic people, voodoo people.
Ooh, I like this one.
This is The Prodigy.
The Prodigy, okay. Yep. Jane, what do you, how do you rate this one?
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Have you thought much about how you personally are going to deal with the onslaught of AI in the next election? 844-967-2789. You know, in the same way in 2008, all of a sudden there was social media and Facebook and things to deal with in the that election. The 2024 presidential race is going to be the AI election. And there's very little evidence so far that there's going to be any regulation ahead of time, whether that's through laws and the government or self-regulation from any of the tech companies. And so it feels like it's just going to be on our shoulders to start to like figure out what is true, what is not true. And I'm just curious if you've thought about this and how you even deal with it today with misinformation when you are trying to get the news. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this very smoky Tuesday. Holy moly, Greg Bach. Can you breathe when you're outside right now, or is it a little hard?
Well, we're coming from outside. Ah, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, this is weird.
It is weird, right?
It's because it's not like it's misty. It's you feel like you're walking through something.
Yeah, like walking out into the yard today to walk the dog. I was like, well, it smells like a campfire, and it is hazy. So make sure you are checking the air advisories in your location, and maybe spend less time outside if you don't have to be outside, because I don't think this is good for anyone, let alone if you have any health conditions or asthma or the like. But Greg, what do you think? How do you think you're going to deal with all the AI disinformation that's coming down the pipe?
First of all, I just have this idea that if you tell me, if you're honest enough to tell me it's made with AI, I'm gonna be like, well, I don't believe it to begin with. Like, I don't know. I won't trust it. I don't feel it's not the robots are taking over, or as you know, Mr. Rogers says, the robots. It's such a technology in its mass infancy. it's to the masses in its infancy, that before it could ever become trusted or something that's not almost laughable in its design, you're going to be like, I it's going to be a few years before I'm like, all right, I'll trust you. I want to hear it from a
But isn't person. The point that you won't be able to recognize it as AI?
Well, yes, but nowadays no one will shut up about how much it's AI. They're like, oh, we made this commercial with AI. I'm like, yeah, that was a political commercial. That's scary. You know what I mean? Like, no one's, at this point, I haven't come across anyone digging up a thing of like, oh, this ad or this commercial or this news story is totally AI generated and nothing's, like, there was no submersible.
Fair enough. So I'm bringing this up because there was the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado happened, and this was a big topic there. And basically it's talking about how artificial intelligence and generative bots like ChatGPT are basically, as of right now, poised to upend modern American politics. And it's kind of the 2.0 version of what happened when social media reset the playbook in 2008. And of course, for the doomers out there, this is a huge red flag as far as what does this mean for democracy. And it's like the idea that the campaigns that could happen, like could come out, are going to be full of false information for anyone that can even generate it is, and like every side, every grassroots, every politician is going to have access to be able to use generative AI to do harm to their opponents, because there is now going to be, stick with me, new open source technology. One's been released by Meta, and it's known as, this feels like the conversation where we were talking, this is a couple weeks ago, we were talking about weird names.
Yeah.
It's LLAMA, but it's capital L, capital L, lowercase a, capital M, A. So, llama?
I want a llama.
But if it's, I always, from my Spanish, the little Spanish I took in high school, a double L, I think, is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yana.
So is it Yama? Yeah. I don't know, but there is a new...
Me and my Yama.
There's a new... But it makes it possible for anyone in their basement to create far-reaching and fake influence campaigns.
That doesn't sound good.
I know. And so these different people at this Ideas Fest in Aspen, Ron Klain, who is a former chief of staff to President Biden, said that campaigns are going to need to shift their approach to counter AI. He pointed to how Ron DeSantis and the RNC have already used fake images to attack Biden so far. And so like what they think they know they need to do is just like get Biden out there and like connecting with people directly. But I'm trying to think for you personally, you at home listening, like, how do you navigate this? Like, what do you even do today? And we've kind of talked about this before. Sort of like, what news do you trust? But this takes it to an even greater level of how do you manage to try to navigate the news cycle and understand what's real and what's not and what's true and what's not. Do you just have like your sources that you trust, or like what are the checkpoints that you've already put in place to like be able to verify? Because like I don't even know for myself. Like I have the things that I check, and this is kind of the balance I feel like sometimes with like the criticisms of mainstream media is that they're owned by bigger companies and they have an agenda and blah, 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 and private equity and yada, yada, yada. But also, like, they also have to go through, like, rigorous fact-checking. Like, the New York Times, as I know when Dan Schaefer, who is going to be joining the show at 10:30 today from the recombobulation area, when he had his piece published in the New York Times last fall, he was talking about like the editing process was intense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With the New York Times. So like some of these publications that like their reputation, this is, they live and die by their reputation. You can trust that there is also like a fact-checking process versus just things that get released by anybody who has access to a social media platform. And so I'm really interested in hearing from you on if you feel prepared for this next election cycle and what kind of information, misinformation, and disinformation is going to be thrown at you. 844-967-2789. We got Tony Zimmerman saying a lot of things on our Facebook live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. Watch us, in addition to listen to us, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, which you can find at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony Zimmerman saying, very surprised Trump didn't claim the new audio about top secret documents wasn't fake and generated by some AI.
Well, now he's going to. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, way to give him some tips. But that's actually a good point, because now it becomes the both sides of you can create something out of nothing, but also real something that actually happened. You could like, well, that's actually fake. Like, who's going to be the arbiter of like what is real and what is not?
I mean, that's the thing. No, I mean, no one can be, because Dolly Parton, let's go back to her. Cause honestly, like it's the thing is, if I say it, someone's going to say, well, you're a liberal snowflake. Of course you're going to say that's fake. Or if it's someone on the right, we're not going to trust them. So who is trusted enough to do that?
I know.
Walter Cronkite's dead. We can't trust him. He's dead. And most people don't know who I'm talking about right there.
No, I bet most of the listeners who are listening to the show live right now definitely know who Walter Cronkite is.
I'm talking to our Zoomers right now who are listening.
I don't know how many Zoomers listen to this show. I gotta be totally honest. I like whenever I look at my what I can tell on social media from demographics who follow As Goes Wisconsin, it's like mostly millennial Gen X.
Yeah.
Some boomer. I've yet to reach the Gen Z, unless they're super into politics, I've realized.
Yeah, totally.
But we would love to hear from you. I got a couple more things from Joe and Tony that I want to read, but would love to hear from you of how are you planning to deal with the upcoming onslaught of AI? And does some of it just want to make you just tap out entirely? I'd be like, I'm going to trust my gut instinct. I'm just going to keep getting news where I get news from and not worry about the noise. But it's coming, whether we like it or not. And big tech is only dialing back its misinformation policy. Like this is YouTube, Twitter, like across the board, things that were put in place around COVID and election denial and stuff. A lot of those policies are getting rolled back. And so what are you going to do? Because you can't just wait for Congress to do something. We can't just wait for big tech to necessarily regulate itself. But I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And we'll end on this before we go to a break. Joe McClear says on the Facebook live stream, I just asked ChatGPT, how should I deal with AI in the 2024 election? It said, don't worry, we'll take good care of you, future human battery.
Ooh, the Matrix.
All right, we got to take a break, but we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. How are you going to deal with AI during this next election? 844-96-PARTY. We will be right back.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms overnight with a low of 69 degrees. On your Independence Day, showers and storms in the afternoon, and some could be severe. 93 degrees for the late day high. Storm chances will continue into primetime fireworks time Tuesday night. It's 66 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matchland Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Iowa today, David.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to disagree with you on your point on what you just said a little bit. The reason being, I think what's frustrating to me, I look at it from a different perspective, is that when Joe Biden mentioned when he was going to pick out the next Supreme Court justice, he just said it's going to be a African-American woman. He said that's going to be the next justice. There wasn't anything about, you know, merit or anything along those lines. He could have very easily, Joe Biden could have very easily said, here's a list of candidates. I looked through them all, and then this is the person who I chose. But he didn't do that. He went right to the playbook. It didn't matter, basically, anybody else. There would have been a male, whatever, it's already ostracized, and was considered out of the picture. So with this judgment today, and, you know, I understand, but, you know, when Sandy Williams is on the radio with Earl Ingram in the morning on Mondays and Fridays, he went to Harvard. He has something called legacy, acceptance into the schools. I think that needs to be thrown out the window, too, because, based on other people that have gone there or what have you, there's a lot of things that could change, and it should be on merit. It really should be. It shouldn't be based on your color of your skin or, you know, if you're white, black, whatever, religion. It should just be on your – and what's going to happen is, this is my opinion, the SATs and ACTs are all going to be thrown out because they're going to be considered racist. That, you know, if you don't – if you have this mark, so they'll just eliminate it. They'll figure out something else in order to get around this. That's just my opinion, though.
Thanks for calling, David. That's thoughtful. And let me respond. A couple of things. First of all, a lot of these colleges have already gotten rid of the SAT and the ACT, or say they're not necessary, and then, you know, people aren't going to take them, or a lot of them aren't going to take them. What's interesting to me, the one university in the country, the one major university in the country said, we're keeping the SATs. You know what it was? It was MIT. Because if you're going to be building bridges, you know, you better understand certain geometries. Anyway, I look at this as a larger point. Ronald Reagan, back when he was elected president, said the next Supreme Court justice I appoint is going to be a woman. You know, he didn't have to say that either. He appointed Sandra Day O'Connor. And she was only a Court of Appeals justice in Arizona. She wasn't even on the Arizona Supreme Court, but she was a law school classmate of William Rehnquist. So, you know, there was a bit of that. This time Joe Biden did say what you said he said. And I personally would not have said what he said. I would have said, I'm going to pick a qualified candidate. And this particular Jackson Brown or Brown Jackson is highly qualified. So absolutely pick her. But I do differ on one thing. I do not differ with you on saying that qualification matters and merit matters. But let me tell you something. Over the years, what I found is there frequently are a lot of qualified people. A lot of qualified people. Now, by keeping race as a criterion in this thing, what that had the undesired effect of is that a lot of black kids in colleges, other people would look on them and say, well, the only reason they got in here is affirmative action. That frequently wasn't the case. What this will do, and I'm trying to make lemonade out of a lemon, but what this will do, in my judgment, is race won't be taken into account, but it is absolutely fine to say, if you have a rural kid from Kentucky and a kid from the inner city of Milwaukee, who cares what there happens, one's white and one's black, you ultimately have to open up society or you end up with an aristocracy, a self-perpetuating aristocracy. You want good ideas. And some of the best people, there's a guy named John Stuart Bell in Belfast who was discriminated against by the English and they didn't let him have an education. He went on and in quantum theory, he came up with the seminal argument on quantum theory and he died early and three other guys got the Nobel Prize because he had died, but he was the guy that came up with it. John Stuart Bell in Belfast. I mean, good for him, for Pete's sake. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminded, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for putting a positive outlook on it, because I think we need to get different people into office significantly, the ones that think that they're all picked on, you know, I mean, the way that they went after women, significantly. They still haven't righted that huge wrong against women, and this doesn't surprise me one bit. And the fact that Biden said that he was going to put a woman in or put her name in for one of the highest courts in the land is appropriate, because we need all different types of people on that court, because what we've gotten so far from the Trump administration was a bunch of, sorry to use the word, garbage. And they had access to grind, and they're bought and paid for. We need honesty and integrity in our schools, people coming out with degrees that are doctors and lawyers, judges, nurses, and we need all types of people because everybody's got gifts. And just because Biden said a woman of color, good for him. Have you ever looked at his staff? A variety of people, a variety of backgrounds. That's what we need running our country, not just those privileged sons of guns that are sitting on that court right now. So that's my two cents worth, Matt. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. And women, we got a lot of work to do. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent call. Excellent call, as always. I'm making lemonade out of a lemon, but I think that people are going to figure out a way to say, look, we're going to look at adversity. We're going to look at other things. And it will have the effect of getting more African-Americans and Latinos into positions. And it should. It absolutely should. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Violent night in Southwest Philadelphia. Six people are shot, four dead. KYW radio reporter Sheridae Howard.
Neighbors are absolutely devastated and really confused about what just happened. Now, this is probably the largest crime scene I've ever seen. It spans about five blocks. You see caution tape from one end of the neighborhood to the other.
Police do have a suspect in custody. He was wearing a bulletproof vest. A big chunk of the country is dealing with excessive heat. In Las Vegas, temps could get as high as 113. Dr. David Weissmiller is with the UNLV School of Medicine.
You may want to consider some type of electrolyte addition to your water or some type of electrolyte balanced fluid.
A county fair ride in Crandon, Wisconsin got stuck upside down.
Ride had malfunctioned and we had people that were upside down.
Took more than 4 hours to get all of them off safely. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
93.5 The Tap.
Return the sender. Return.
Welcome back to Matt and Rick. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. Marquette poll just came out. Marquette poll on the presidential race. Very interesting. A lot of potential in there. First of all, let me tell you something about the Marquette poll. Marquette poll is nationally known, nationally recognized, and they changed their methodology a little bit this time. They limited it to registered voters. In the past, they'd say, you plan to vote? Yeah. You know, and then who knows if you're ever going to vote. Here, there's no law that says you got to vote, but if you're registered, that's something. And more than half of the people who were contacted by email. Not by phone, big bunch by phone, but nowadays people hang up on the phone. So I think the methodology of this one is sound. Here's what it comes out. Republican primary with all these crazy candidates, 10 of them. Trump, 31%. DeSantis, 30%. All the rest of them, you know, little garbage single digit numbers. Trump, 31, DeSantis, 30. Head-to-head, if it's just Trump and DeSantis, DeSantis kills Trump 57-41. In a general election, Biden beats DeSantis 49-47. Biden beats Trump 52-43. let me give you some context, and then we're going to go to the lines. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. If DeSantis were smarter, and by that I mean if he weren't so obtuse politically, if he weren't tone deaf politically, he could get the nomination away from Trump. Biden would still beat him. Biden's an excellent president, but he could get the nomination away from Trump. Most people don't know this, but early on in his career in the Congress, he was close to Paul Ryan. He was very much like Paul Ryan. He was a moderate, basically a moderate Republican. And then the fever of the far right swept over the party, and he, in a clumsy, mechanical fashion, is trying to just accommodate it. Give you an example. Yesterday, in a Fox News interview, he was asked, would you eliminate the Department of Education or any other agencies if you were president? You know what he said? Answer by DeSantis. I would eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, and the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. Now, you know, this guy's tone deaf. There are a lot of right-wing nuts in this country, and there are people, oh, taxes should be lower, they should be higher, this, that, and the other thing. Nobody in his right mind gets rid of the IRS, totally. What, you're on your own? Somebody wants some money out of you, they'll track you down. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And what, we're going to pay our military? We're going to stand up to China and Russia? He obviously didn't mean it. He lies continually about this kind of stuff. You know, he on abortion, I mean, Trump had been pro-choice up until the time he ran for president. The guy has no sincerity whatsoever. DeSantis goes, all right, I'm going to set your right for abortion at 6 weeks. Well, people don't know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks frequently. Now, as a result of the Dobbs decision, the Supreme Court, the tarantulas, have consigned women. Basically, if you have a problem pregnancy, you have to get sepsis and almost die before a doctor will do anything for you because they're afraid of being prosecuted by penny ante DAs in penny ante counties who want to run for Congress. And DeSantis is buying into that. And I'm not talking about the pro-life, pro-choice issue. I'm just talking about common sense. DeSantis could have beaten Trump in this thing, and he still might, because this is breaking news that I will give to you right now before we go to the lines. There are more than rumors in D.C. as I speak that a superseding indictment is planned by Jack Smith. A superseding indictment is one where you go to the court and you say, I want to replace the indictment with this new one. It will add 30 to 45 new charges against Trump, and will also charge some of the lawyers who were conspiring with him. One further piece of breaking news, Rudy Giuliani looks like he's flipped. He's in deal negotiations. So stand by. That's not to be discussed in detail today because I don't have the details. But this idiot DeSantis, if Trump is now going to be facing 70 felony counts with very precise evidence, all he had to do. And the clown also said, Trump said he's for Russia because he's being bribed and he's against Ukraine. The clown DeSantis said, well, you know, maybe we're doing too much for Ukraine. The idiot, he continually loses support of people who don't want to be with Trump and the Republican Party. The moron said, I am standing with our allies, with NATO, with all of the NATO countries, and with Ukraine, Russia. That was a genocidal invasion. We're not going to put up with it. And we're halfway normal about things. He could be tough on immigration and everything else. And even with that, in this poll, it's only 31-30 Trump over DeSantis. And even with that in this poll, it's head-to-head 57-41. Why should I give advice to DeSantis? He'd be a lousy president. But the idiot is throwing this away. Going to the lines, Cassandra of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I just wanted to speak briefly about the Supreme Court's decision on affirmative action. The case was brought by a group of mostly conservative Chinese Americans. And this particular group of Chinese Americans, the students, their families who immigrated here to the United States, those families came from highly educated areas of China. Many of them had skills. And so when they came here to the United States, oftentimes their credentials from China was not recognized, and so they either had to return to school, the parents, or take jobs in areas that where they could not use their degrees that they had earned in China. Now, one problem that concerns me that the conservative Chinese students who brought the lawsuit do not recognize is that there are Asian Americans who are low income, and because of their actions, this new arrivals from Cambodia, Vietnam, Hmong, these are very low income immigrants who come from oftentimes rural communities. They are the ones who could truly benefit from affirmative action. They are oftentimes first generation college students. They will not be able to receive that benefit. And it's a lot more complicated, and it's very sad that the court did not consider that that this group of Asian students who brought the lawsuit, they only represented, you know, a small, highly educated Asian American subset of that population who were supposedly being discriminated against. But there are many in the Asian community who really could benefit from affirmative action and who really do need that opportunity. So that's all that I have. I'll listen offline.
Wonderful. That's a profound and nuanced call. Thank you very much. And I think you make an excellent, excellent point. The whole idea behind affirmative action, because quotas were outlawed, 30 years ago, was you're not going to make a decision on an applicant necessarily on any one thing. You know, there's no test in the world that goes in, and if you're 1 point higher than the other guy, you get it and they don't. That's ridiculous. You know, you take into account at a company or anything else, a whole range of things. Now, for universities, it happens, I mentioned, that the Asian population of the undergraduate classes at Harvard and Yale are 22%. And then the numbers nationwide of the percentage of that population are 8%. So I do not see that at all as discrimination. On the contrary. But your point is, and I think you're right, there are Hmongs. And remember, the Hmongs stood with us during the Vietnam War, and a lot of them got killed. And we gave them shelter here in the United States, deservedly so. They're excellent people, the Hmongs. Excellent, excellent people. And there are many others, and Filipinos and so forth. Excellent people. So the idea behind affirmative action wasn't, you know, you just look at this and throw out a qualified guy and bring in somebody. That wasn't what it was about. And you raised the profound point that you look for the whole person, and you're going to look for their background, overcoming adversity. You're going to look for, are they first generation going to college? That's important, because I had support from my dad, who was a professor at UWM. We talked all the time about books and ideas. There are a lot of people that are not blessed with that kind of mentoring, quite frankly. And for them to do it on their bootstraps, these can be the most productive people in society. So I think there's a mistaken Supreme Court decision. I have no respect for the judges that issued it. That said, to make lemonade out of lemon, there is a chink in the armor that can be exploited, and that is this. Robert said, you know, and the things like, well, you know, the essay and all that sort of stuff, you can take into account the adversity and so on. And that's the way it should be framed. And it should be straight up. You know, we are not taking race one way or the other into account, but that will have the effect of giving a hand up that they deserve to people to in fact, diversify our student bodies. Thank you for calling. Excellent, Cassandra. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Boy, what you just said about Rudy Giuliani, holy cow, that made me happy to hear. Is that huge, or is Rudy Giuliani just so unreliable and such a joke that his cooperation really may not mean much? But boy, that is sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll answer that, and I'm breaking this on this show, and I'm delighted to do it. First of all, Rudy Giuliani was the U.S. attorney in New York. That's probably the most important U.S. attorney position in the country. He prosecuted the mafia, organized crime. He became mayor of New York for a couple of terms. Biggest, I mean, you know, that you become a national candidate. He ran for president, and in the Republican primary when he ran, he was briefly in first place. Why he became subservient to Trump, I'll never understand. But no, I think that would have a lot of credibility if he flips on Trump. He's not going to be lying. He's going to say, I said this to Trump. I did that for Trump. And Trump said this to me and that to me. You put Rudy Giuliani on the stand, who at one time, and Trump was not on the ticket then, I think it was 2012, but at one time he was the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. There's a lot of credibility, and Trump has got to be sweating. The second thing, Jack Smith has turned out to be a good, tough prosecutor. This superseding indictment, which a lot of people in D.C. expect to come down, is going to have 30 to 45 more counts. There may be use counts instead of just hoarding counts. Right now, it's just that he kept these documents, but he showed them to people. He showed them to people in New Jersey, and we spiked the number of our undercover agents who were captured and executed by the Chinese and the Russians. Right when he started putting these classified documents into bathrooms and pool supply closets with no locks. And then when he was subpoenaed and there's a search warrant, he tried to hide them by flying them up to Bedminster. And now, by the way, and I think I broke this yesterday, they have subpoenaed the surveillance video in Bedminster. They may be going in there with a search warrant. This guy is hiding stuff to monetize it. He's hiding stuff that is being used to capture and murder our agents. People have got to understand that. And I want to see Jack Smith be a lot more explicit about that in this indictment. But to answer your question, Rudy Giuliani will be very, very important. Very important. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
No such soul. Return the sender. Return the sender.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms overnight with a low of 69 degrees. On your Independence Day, showers and storms in the afternoon, and some could be severe. 93 degrees for the late day high. Storm chances will continue into primetime fireworks time Tuesday night. It's 66 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That's good news on Trump because we never need him anywhere near the presidency again with all the things that have gone on and how he's tore the country apart. But this Jack Smith, do you think with everything that's going on, he may be able to tie this in with the fake electors and these congressional people that continually talk about the election being rigged and all this other stuff that the Secret Service and the list goes on and on. I hope and pray that some of this stuff is exposed to set the record straight is what I'm saying. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Good call. Yeah. I mean, I think that the fake electors, if there is a superseding indictment, remember this is coming out of Washington right now. I'm just passing it on. But if there is a superseding indictment with 30 to 45 more counts, there's already 38 counts, and 31 of them have to do with these taking these documents. But so far, it's just possession. It's not usage. I think that a lot of the 30 to 45 new counts would be tied to the fake electors. Why do I say that? Because about a week ago, and I mentioned on the show, but also there's plenty of publicity on it, several fake electors were seen coming in. I think it was from Nebraska, and they were grilled. And the word was that they were offered limited immunity. Remember, the prosecutor doesn't. There's a thing called use immunity. There's a total immunity. They don't like to give like total immunity. They don't like to say, all right, you have a right to remain silent. Give up that right and tell us, and we won't go after you for anything. Well, the guys will say, fine, I killed five people. You don't want that kind of thing. So what you say is use immunity. I will not use what you say against you. Those are the fake electors. And the fake electors were part of the reason that behind all this in the first place. Pence was supposed to hold up two sets of electors. Say, I don't know which one is right. You and the Congress decide. But each state only gets one vote. And Trump would have been put back in as a result. So I think that's very much possible. Next up, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. Andy, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, I heard yesterday that that Giuliani was going to come forward and give testimony, probably to save his own butt. And what you're just relayed now is even more important. There, it's going to expand more, and it's definitely going to make it a lot tougher for Trump to escape from that. And another thing, when you talk about fake electors, how about our good, brilliant Senator Ron Johnson? Would he could he eventually be caught up with? I mean, trying to take part in the not only for Wisconsin, for Michigan, you know, that where he would was trying to get these fake electors in to change the outcome, you know. So
right.
We'll have to see what happens.
Well, here's the deal. You know, he doesn't represent the UP or something. Are you kidding me? He was in there to stick it to Michigan. And another guy was going to stick it to Wisconsin. And do I think he could be tied up? Certainly, depending on the testimony. If a guy like Giuliani said, and by the way, Ron Johnson would meet with Trump and back him up on this whole theory. If they have a witness who says that Ron Johnson agreed to get the Michigan fake electors to Trump and so forth, absolutely he could be swept up in it. I don't know that they have that testimony at this point, but I'll tell you this. The word out of Washington is that it's attorneys. I don't think that Ron Johnson's an attorney. So I don't hear any rumors about Ron Johnson, but it's a plain fact that he had the Michigan State electors in his possession, wanted them sent to Pence. And then when he was caught, he goes, I was only in on it for like 3 seconds. You can pull a trigger in 3 seconds and kill somebody. You can hand them to your chief of staff, say, get them to Pence in 3 seconds. And I don't believe it was only 3 seconds. So thanks for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, we have 4 minutes and two callers. If you can keep it short, what's in your mind today?
Joe Biden just did an interview with Nicole Wallace, and it was fascinating. The guy needs to do more of these one-on-ones, Matt, because he's fabulous in it. He comes off really well, but it was chilling what he just said. She asked him, do you ever worry that had you not been president last weekend and say the former was, that he might have tipped off Putin about what was going on? And Biden just goes, I don't even like to think about things like that.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's a great
man. Yeah. He was fabulous in this interview. He really was.
All right. I'll look at it. And we're going to talk about Ukraine probably tomorrow. I had it on the agenda, but all these Supreme Court cases came in. But that's an excellent call. Thank you, Dick. Dennis of Wakanda, Illinois. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Dennis?
Hi, good afternoon. Quick question. You had mentioned earlier in the show you're given someone's poll and said that the Trump like has got a 1-point lead now. And, you know, we listen to these other polls, and I'm just trying to figure out which one are these more accurate? Because the ones I've been listening to, you hear Trump's got 50% lead over, what's his name, has 29%. So
right.
I believe the one that's the guy's got the double-digit lead is not accurate anyway. So this one seems more accurate to me. Is that true, would you say?
Yes, it's true in this limited extent. This poll only polled Wisconsin. The ones you're talking about polled the whole country. So I have no basis for saying anything about those polls one way or the other. But the Marquette poll is highly regarded. It really is highly regarded. And the pollster and the people, staff, and so forth. All he's saying is that in Wisconsin, in the eight-man person field or whatever, Trump 31, DeSantis 30, the rest single digits. Head-to-head, DeSantis 57, Trump 41 in Wisconsin. Now, how that translates elsewhere, I don't know. I have a feeling that there are state, you know, Wisconsin's an unusual state. It's a purple state. Sometimes it goes Republican, sometimes Democratic, but it's a very independent state, really is. We are independent people. What happens in Texas and Alabama and Florida, I do not know. But Dennis, thank you very much for calling in because you raise a good point. And the final thing I'll say about polls is it's just a snapshot right now. If there are another 30 indictments against Trump, that'll do that. If DeSantis keeps saying stupid things like he's going to get rid of the IRS and he'd betray Ukraine, which is really what he was getting at, that's going to make a difference. It hurts both of them against Biden. Biden, in my view, is a superb president. He could beat either one of these guys. He will beat either one of these guys. But they're fighting it out. They're fighting it out in the Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. A lot to talk about. A lot we didn't even get to today. Things are breaking very fast. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens
in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.